This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The second phase of budget session of Parliament will commence today and will continue till 2nd of next month. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is also scheduled to make a statement regarding the situation in West Asia in the Lok Sabha. More on this from our correspondent.
During the first leg of the budget session last month, opposition had submitted a no-confidence notice to the Secretary-General of the Lok Sabha seeking the removal of the speaker. In the notice, they have accused Mr. Birla of acting in a partisan manner. It was signed by 118 MPs, including members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Left and others, except Trinamool Congress. The BJP and the Congress have issued a three-line whip to their Lok Sabha MPs, directing them to be present in the House till Tuesday. The first part of the budget session began on 28th of January and continued till 13th of February. During the first phase, the discussion took place on the motion of thanks to the President's address and the Union Budget for 2026-27. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on the theme Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of People through video conferencing today. Under this theme, multiple breakout sessions will be organized across sectors including education and skilling, health and Ayush, tourism and hospitality, among others. The discussions will cover initiatives such as strengthening education to employment pathways, development of animation, visual effects, gaming and comics, AVGC, Buddhist circuits in the northeastern region, and heritage tourism promotion. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports will launch the second phase of the Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program in Delhi today. The initiative is being organized through Mera Yuva Bharat, My Bharat, to strengthen youth engagement with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The ministry informed that more than 10,000 students from over 35 colleges across the national capital are expected to participate in the program. Rapper turned politician and popular figurehead of Gen Z revolution Balendra Shah is set to become Nepal's next prime minister after his party Rashtriya Swatantrata Party RSP secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary elections. The RSP has secured 122 of the 165 directly elected seats in the House of Representatives and is leading in three more, putting the party on course for the biggest electoral majority since Nepal became a democracy. As Operation Epic Fury, led by US and Israel, enters its 10th day, Iran has named a new supreme leader. State media reports that Mujtaba Khamenei will succeed his father, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was killed at his compound in Tehran during the first wave of US and Israeli strikes. Israel has already issued a threat saying any successor will be targeted. In women's hockey, India will face Scotland in their second Pool B match of the FIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Salima Tete-led Indian side began their campaign with a commanding 4-0 victory over Uruguay in Hyderabad yesterday. Sunilita Topo opened the scoring in the 21st minute, while Ishika doubled the lead in the 40th minute. Lal Remsiami added the third goal in the 49th minute and Rutuja Dadasopisil sealed the win in the 58th minute. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for the record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by the Surya Kumar Yadav-led Men in Blue, the New Zealand got bundled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged highest four wickets and was adjudged player of the match. Opening batter Sanju Samson once again emerged as the highest scorer with 89 runs off just 46 balls. He was also adjudged as the player of the tournament for his consistent performance. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team for winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.